This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Israelis protested on Sunday outside the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem after Israel announced it had recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Waving Israeli flags and holding banners reading "Now," protesters gathered in their thousands in Jerusalem. Their recovery of the hostages' bodies sparked calls for mass protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive through negotiation with Hamas. The protest comes as Israel's largest trade union, which represents some 800,000 workers, called a general strike the following day in response to the news of the dead hostages. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for 3 consecutive days, and if needed, we will add a day.
World Health Organization's representative for Gaza and the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn. The campaign began on Sunday and will move to other areas in coming days. Fighting will pause for at least 8 hours on 3 consecutive days. Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including 2 over Moscow and 9 over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. This is VOA News. Projections show the far-right Alternative for Germany winning a state election for the first time on Sunday in the country's east, while it's set to finish at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote. A new party, founded by prominent leftists, also made an immediate impact in Sunday's elections, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government obtained extremely weak results. Other parties say they won't put AfD in power by joining its coalition. Even so, its strength is likely to make forming new state governments extremely difficult, forcing them into exotic new coalitions. Police said a man in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania will face charges after storming into the press area at a Trump rally on Saturday night. AP correspondent Haya Pendwani reports.
The ship was scheduled.
Meanwhile, officials in the U.S. city of San Francisco say an American football player is expected to recover after he was shot during a robbery attempt on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. Both Pearsall and the 17-year-old suspect were shot. A teammate posted that the 23-year-old Pearsall is okay, recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest. He was drafted by the team in April from the University of Florida. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Now here's AP correspondent Haya Pendwani on the man arrested at a Trump rally Saturday night.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
"Is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?"
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage, and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Pendwani.
Thousands of demonstrators on Sunday gathered in Istanbul, Turkey, to protest recent legislation that critics say is leading to the killing of stray dogs across Turkey. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.